everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. It's been a great summer. I got to spend a lot of time with family and friends. I went to the AVID conference with Dan, and we had the honor to meet up with our team, and we had a lot of fun. I rode a bird scooter for the first time down Gaslamp. So if you guys have never done that, it's a ton of fun. I almost crashed, but Dan saved my life, so thank you, Dan. I met Ken Young. He was the former Riverside County Superintendent, who is now the AVID Senior Division Director. He was so nice, and it was an honor to meet him. I also went to the American School Counselor Association conference in Boston. I met up with old friends and met new friends. And we were talking about when Michelle Obama first introduced the Retire Initiative at the ASCA conference in 2014. And one of my friends, her name is Nancy Mahoney, she gave us a quote, and this is basically how she felt the day they introduced Reach Higher. She stated, "Michelle Obama's energy lights up any room. When I saw her on stage at ASCA, it felt like finally someone important recognized all of our hard work as school counselors." And then I also got to hang out with some school counselors who served on the ASCA Board of Directors and met Michelle Obama in 2014. Julie Hill, who was on the ASCA Board of Directors from 2012 to 2018. She is currently a school counselor in Indiana, and she serves on the State Leadership Board of Directors for the Indiana School Counselor Association. She's gonna share her story about meeting Michelle Obama and when they introduced the Reach Higher Initiative. She also just received the ACT Region 3 Career School Counseling Award in Chicago. So congratulations to Julie. If you've never met Julie, she's amazing, and she's really passionate about school counseling and helping people. We also have audio from two of our students that we got to interview that met Michelle Obama, and they share their behind-the-scenes stories about meeting the celebrities. They walk us through the day and what it was like to go through all that and speak in front of 10,000 people. And our former Reach Higher Club president, who just graduated, she's gonna share her story about the club and also what it was like to be in the audience with the I Am Becoming Tour and the UCLA Caller Signing Day. We also have audio from three students who shared their FAFSA story and why it's important to do your FAFSA, which we all know as educators that FAFSA is really important, but they wanted to share their story and hopefully help other students and even educators if they would like to use their audio. At the end of the podcast, you'll be able to hear part of the graduation speech from our principal. And on our next podcast, we will be interviewing more amazing, great educators and all the great things they're doing in Riverside County. So stay tuned.
Hello, my name is Raul. I go to Northern Vista High School. And this goes out to the kids who has no contact with their parents or they having trouble issues with their families. All I have to say is that, I mean, it's not the end of the world. If you can't get your parents' information, there's always other ways. It's just how you get to those position, if that makes sense. For me, it was kind of hard for me to talk to my mom because we haven't talked in like two years, not too long ago, but still. It was kind of hard for me to call her because we don't really talk, and she's been mad at me for the things I've done when I used to live with her. And the first time I tried calling her, she picked up, and then I said hello. And I think she recognized who I was, and she hanged up. And then that kind of made me feel a little depressed. But then senior year, I wanted to go to college, and I needed her information. So I called her again, and she picked up, and then we kind of worked things out. And I was able to get her tax information for my FAFSA. And then now she's coming to my graduation, and we're going to reunite again and try to be a family. And the message is, the reason for this is because to let you guys know that, I mean, just give it a shot. If you really don't talk to your parents, just like give it a shot. And if that doesn't work, there's always other ways to do it. And if that doesn't work, you can go always see your counselor. She can always help you like she did help me. And thank you.
My name is Alan. And I wanted to tell you guys to never give up on completing your FAFSA. I have taken 8 months to complete mine, and it was really hard to actually get my senior page in. It was a struggle, and I was at a point that I almost gave up, and I almost threw the towel in, but I really didn't. I kept on pushing forward. I kept on getting help from my counselors and actually went to my college to actually get help in personal as well. Giving up FAFSA is the wrong decision because you're actually getting free money for college and UCs. It is actually the greatest thing that has helped me because it's free money for my college and it's actually helping me to pay for my tuition, books, and for getting a free ride to actually college.
Hello everyone, my name is Yesenia Preza, and my experience with FAFSA was that it was actually kind of difficult. When I first started out, I didn't really understand what I was supposed to do. But I was able to go through with the help of my counselor and the help of those people around me, and I was able to understand what I had to do. I just want to let you guys know that no matter your struggle, it is possible, and you just have to reach out and don't give up, because FAFSA is really important. Right now, I'm going to be going to a UC campus, and I will be going basically debt-free, but none of this would have been possible without FAFSA. So don't give up. Even if you feel like there's no one there, there's people all around you willing to help. There's your counselor, your teacher, your friends. You just have to ask.
My name is Julie Hill, and back in the summer of 2014, I was serving on the board of directors for the American School Counselor Association when we learned that First Lady Michelle Obama would be speaking at our annual conference in Orlando. To say that I was excited would be quite an understatement. She had always impressed me with such grace and class and was just such an outstanding woman. I couldn't wait to hear what she would have to share with us. As the date grew closer, we learned that our board of directors would have an opportunity to meet with the First Lady backstage. And, you know, even in those few minutes, what struck me the most about Michelle Obama was her grace and her sincerity as she came around and thanked us for the work that we do with students. Then she came out on stage and rolled out, shared a lot of her Reach Higher initiative, and she shared comments that just really validated our profession and the impact that we have on students. She did so with such humility. It was amazing. Since then, I've had the privilege to interact with her on several occasions as she hosted the School Counselor of the Year events at the White House. And throughout those interactions, she just continued to impress me with her character and her wisdom and has always been so gracious. And I am just so grateful for Michelle Obama, for the entire Reach Higher initiative and the impact it has on students and the idea that we can all work toward that goal of higher education for students in whatever form that takes. And I'm just so excited to see the results and the outcomes of the tremendous work.
Now, just to kind of give you guys a heads up before we go into the student interviews, we did the interview at Starbucks and it was kind of loud in there, so we try to help with the audio as much as we could, so we'll go ahead and go into that interview.
All right, we're with the amazing students. You got to meet Michelle Obama and our former retired club president from Norda Vista High School. So if you guys could please introduce yourself and if you could share your plans after high school.
I'm Raquel, and my plans after high school was to go to RCC and study to be a paramedic.
My name is Maureen Corona. I have plans after high school is to go to United Marine Corps and do my job as an aviation and electronics technician.
Hello, my name is Yesenia Preza. Right now, currently, I am going to be enrolled in UCLA in the fall with a major in biochemistry, and hopefully that will lead to a job in the pediatric cardiology field.
All right, you guys are all first-generation college students, so what made you decide to go on to college or serve our country?
So for me, I have older cousins, and I saw them, all of them going into college, and they were like explaining to me what's the importance, because I didn't know what I was doing much until like they were talking to me. So I looked up to my cousins a lot, and they helped me and pushed me to want to go to college, and my mom as well, because when I was younger, she went to a community college to study to become a nurse, so they all inspired me to go.
I'm fifth generation in my family to serve in a branch of the military. I decided to join the Marines because I want a challenge. They told me that it's the hardest in the training, and they give a lot of opportunities.
I also was a first-generation college student, and I think for me, the reason that I decided to go to college was more because of my parents. They never really had the opportunity to go to college themselves, and I see how much they struggle and what a difference really that makes in someone's life. And I want to be able to not only further my career, but also help out my community and my parents, the people who help me. And so I think that was a motivating factor for me to end up going to college, because I wanted to be able to give back to my community, and I feel like that was something I could do.
Yeah, that's great. And you were also the retired club commissioner of the club, which is like our president. How did you get involved with the club, and then also how did you get involved with Avid?
Well, with the retired club and Avid, they're both sort of similar. They're not exactly the same, obviously, but with the retired club, I got involved my junior year of high school. I just seem so far back. But I got involved because I heard that they had a lot of resources available for students who were like me, who didn't have a background or people to necessarily help them be able to get to college, or they didn't know the steps that they had to take. And I got involved because Retire was a club that was supposed to be able to show students about the opportunities that are after high school, so college, military, community college, anything really. It's just to further your career. And they did exactly that. So I got involved my junior year just by being able to go to the club meetings and stuff that were going on. So like even on campus, Retire has some club fairs. So I would go and I would talk to the representatives, and I got so much information. And then my senior year of high school, I became club commissioner. So I was sort of like being a club president, and with Avid, that was something slightly different. I got involved my
middle school.
Yeah, that was sixth grade. I went in as a incoming middle school student, and after that, I just never left. It was amazing, all the sort of opportunities that they offered. I was able to travel. I've never actually really been outside of Riverside. And through Avid, I was able to go all the way up to Northern California. We went on junior trips, and it was a lot of great events, great opportunities for students. I would definitely recommend it.
They did a lot of stuff on campus to promote our students going on from our education or training, such as presentations. Maybe you can talk about some of the things you did as our commissioner of club, and then also share with everyone your favorite retire activity on campus.
Yeah, definitely. I was involved with a lot of the things that were going on campus, so I always tried to be able to also help the other students. I mean, I was doing it myself, but I felt like I knew a little bit more about the system just because of the fact that I was part of Retire, part of Avid, and had all these resources available to me. And I wanted other students to know that they were available to them as well. So I helped out with some of the events that Ms. Grijalva hosted. So for example, the Cash for College Night. It was basically when we were able to fill out our FAFSA applications, and there were a bunch of RCC or a lot of people that were there to help out the students. And so basically I would also be there as a resource because we filled out our FAFSA earlier through Avid. So I sort of knew the process and the gist of it. So being there, I was able to help out the students who did it. And then we also had a lot of presentations in classes too to help encourage the students to be able to fill out their applications, you know, to get money for college. And so I would go there to be sort of as a peer leader and to help out the students to know that you should do it. And it's a really great opportunity just because who doesn't want free money for college. But definitely, I think the most favorite of mine, the Retire Fairs, that have to be it. Well, more in particular, definitely the one where the military brought out their, basically it was an inflatable bouncy house sort of thing.
To raise money, yeah. Each other on it. I think we did, or I raised someone else.
No, I did the National Guard. I raised the National Guard.
So it was basically like a lot of students and teachers and coordinators and people all from around Nueva Vista High School. They were able to become a part of the experience, and they had an obstacle course available for the students as well. So it was just a whole lot of fun. It encouraged the students to not only become a part of the Retired Club Bears, but also part of the school spirit.
Yeah, that definitely was a lot of fun, and our school came out in the newspaper for that picture of Mr. Ray sliding down.
We'll post head first.
Our YouTube channel, so you guys can see that later. So from Raquel and Yesenia, you both got to see Michelle Obama at the I Am Becoming tour. It was at the Los Angeles Forum. Maybe you can talk about how you got aware of that, because we were currently on a college trip, and then we were kind of diverted. Can you share about your experience that day, and then also about Michelle Obama?
So I was really confused on what was going on because, well, with Retire, I was introduced because of Yesenia. So she, like, led me to it. And so I went, she knew I wanted to become, like, a cop and paramedic and study that. She's like, we're going to a field trip with this school that I'm in at Moreno Valley. That's what I thought. That's all I was focusing on. And then I fell asleep in the bus. I was tired. And then we just wake up at this random building, and I'm just like, where am I? I was like scared. I was like, this is not the school I know for a fact, or a military base, but I was like, okay. And when we saw the Michelle Obama thing, that was like the presentation, the video, I was like, really cool. I was like, wait, really? I was like, this is a joke. And I was like, are we being pranked? Is this like where the cameras come out? And I was just like looking at my best friend Alondra, and then I was looking at Yesenia, and then we looked at our other friend Yvonne. We were like, hey, really? I was like, yeah. And it felt really cool. It was like the coolest thing ever. I was like, I don't know, no words to really say how I felt or any of us felt. We were just like, oh, like speechless.
Well, then you made that story so much better because you fell asleep on the bus and woke up at a different spot.
So basically, to tell them what happened, we were on a trip to go see Moreno Valley College for technical education programs, like the fire academy and stuff that they have. And then we were going to go to the Air Force Base. Well, before we went to the Air Force Base, we got diverted to the Riverside County Office of Education, and there was a surprise message for the county office. And our students that were with us that day got to go, were surprised to see Michelle Obama join the college. So, does anyone want to share your experience with that?
Yeah, I would love to. So basically, the I Am Becoming tour, because Rocky covered the trip there, I was also very surprised. I did not know what we were doing at some county building. I was like, this is not where we're supposed to go. But the I Am Becoming tour, it was completely amazing. Like, I've never been to anything like it. So basically, we were able to go to the LA Forum, and what happened is we got there and we found our seats, and it was this huge building. So I've actually never really been to a concert before, but it kind of seemed like a concert. So basically, we were in the seats above, and Michelle Obama was in the middle, and there were some like VIP seats in the middle, and everybody, it was just an amazing experience because everybody was so into it. Like, I could look to my right and I saw these ladies dancing, and they were just dancing to the theme music before Michelle Obama came out. And the actual thing itself, it was inspiring because I've never met a celebrity, but I mean, meeting the first lady, like, that's incredible. I like do not know a lot of people that have done that before. And it was just amazing to see Michelle Obama herself, and the way she spoke, she inspired so many people out there. She was grounded. She was not at all what I expected. It was so much better than what I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was a fun day. It did take a long day to get there, but it was worth it. So for Mark and Raquel, these questions are for you. Let's go through the day when you found out you were going to be on stage with Michelle Obama at the UCLA College Signing Day. Maybe you can tell everyone how you found out and what you were feeling when you found out.
Well, everything started with a message from a Sergeant Walker. She told me that Ms. Grijalva told her that our school was going to meet Michelle Obama and a few other speakers. Ms. Grijalva wanted to know if I was interested to go, so I answered with a yes. If there's an opportunity, I will take it. Days later, I was working at Panda Express, and I received a call from Ms. Grijalva. I didn't answer because I was working, so when I went to my break, I called her back, telling her that what happened. She told me that I was going to be on a stage with Michelle Obama. So I was like, all right. No, I'm sorry. All right. In that moment, I was like, all right, this is going to be a joke.
Yeah.
So I told her again, like, what? I was like, repeating again, like, what? For real? I was kind of shocked at the moment. And my partners of my job saw me. I thought that something happened because I was kind of like...
So speechless?
Like...
Yeah, it's just a shock.
Up and mouth. Yeah. So I went back to the restaurant. And when I came back, they asked me what happened. I told them, oh, I'm going to meet Michelle Obama. And I'm going to be on stage.
Did they believe
you? Yeah. Well, some of my friends didn't believe me. So after the whole signing day, I show him the picture. Well, actually, he saw me in the YouTube. And some of my friends told me that he was crying. Well, I don't believe it. Yeah, he laughed and he didn't believe me until the day that came and saw me.
Yeah, I remember when I was talking on the phone, I kept repeating myself.
To work, and earlier that day, Miss Sheffield, my English teacher, she was texting me on Remind, and she was like, "Miss Rahava wants your number," and I was like, "Why?" But okay, I sent it. I was like, "Okay, it's normal. She probably has something to tell me about like college or something, you know, to inform me." So I was like, "Okay with it." I go into work, and like, I was restocking, and then like, my phone kept ringing, but like, my phone from work kept ringing. Like, we have a phone at work, and it was ringing. I didn't answer because I was restocking and I didn't want to answer, but then like someone from the like, front desk like answered your dang phone, and so I answered the phone and it was my mom, and apparently Grahalva was contacted her and she's like, there's some good news and you have to call Miss Grahalva, and I was like, I'm at work, and she's like, no, listen to me now and call Miss Grahalva. So like, I get one of my coworkers to cover for me. I'm like, cover for me real quick and don't open until I get back. I go outside and I call her and she's like, I have some really great news for you, and I was like, what? And like, I was confused, and then she tells me I'm gonna meet Michelle Obama, and I was just like, I was in shock. I was like, what? I was like, I thought it was like a joke again. I was like, okay, I'm gonna meet her probably like another part of her like book signing day, but when she explained to me what was gonna happen, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh my gosh, it was really cool. I was like, I don't know, the best feeling ever. I didn't know what to say. I was like, do I cry? Do I feel good? Like, this is like a dream. I was like, do I even go back to work at this point? I was like, do I want to go in there?
And I would have left. I would have just, bye.
Yeah, I told everyone at work, and because we're all young. A lot of us are really young at work that at the bowling alley, and they were like, oh my gosh. Everyone was hugging each other. I was like, it's like we accomplished a project or something. It was funny, but yeah, I was like, the weirdest feeling ever, because it was like so many emotions was going through in my head. I was just like, wait, what am I gonna do up there? I'm so happy. How did I do this again? And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, what do I say? And I was just like, whew. It was crazy. It was actually a really crazy day. I didn't want to go back to work after, but I was like, I did.
Well, yeah, I remember when they first told me that you two were gonna be able to meet Michelle Obama and be on stage, and they had to repeat themselves to me a couple times too, because I think I was in shock and I didn't really say much because I was like, is this a joke? Because if it is, I don't want to tell my students because this isn't nice. But it was like, it was the best feeling when it finally snuck in that you guys were gonna meet her and that we're gonna be able to see her at UCLA. The first thing I did was I text Reyes. Like, you won't believe this. I think I'm gonna pass out. Our students are gonna meet her. I was so excited.
So we've gone over previously what our day consisted of: getting into school early, trying to get the kids there. We eventually get the kids there, one way or another, because we've gone over that long day on a previous podcast. But let's kind of go through What were some of the highlights of your day there? Because we were in the audience, the three of us, Grijalva, myself, and Yesenia were in the audience. But give us some of the highlights of being backstage. Like what was going on back there? You don't have to give the whole, not a complete breakdown, but like what do you remember? What really sticks out in your head? It's like, this is what was going on backstage when we got there.
Yeah, and like going through the Secret Service and actually getting in and all that. Can you share about that?
Okay, so what I remember most is like, okay, after going through all the security and everything, this dude is like pushing me everywhere, right? But like, seems like an important dude with a clipboard, and he's like pushes me into a room, and I'm like, okay, there's just a room full of celebrities, and I'm just like, am I? And I'm like, and I look back at him, and he's gone, and he's like, and everyone's like just chilling there, and I'm like, I see John Legend just talking in, and I'm like, I'm not in the right room, dude. I'm like, I need to get out of here. I'm like, this is not for me. And I was just like, the first thing I was like, I should find Mark. I was like trying to find Mark. I'm like, I need someone that I know. And I was just hanging in the corner, which was interesting, but yeah.
Well, when I came to UCLA, I was kind of lost. Well, I was lost all the time.
Yeah.
So it took me like 30 minutes, mostly like an hour to get in because of the security. And I was walking into a hall, and they told me to get in a room with a lot of people. I thought it was like, you know, like just kind of random people. So I was also, I just went for the food. Like, I was so hungry because I didn't eat in the morning. So I started eating, and then I was looking around. I saw like a lot of famous people, and I was like, all right. I should have found like Raquel, but there was no reception. Like it was in the basement, kind of basement. So I couldn't call Raquel or Paula. I was kind of nervous with all that people. And
Elizabeth, thanks, Sophia. Bush?
No. I met her like
Laura Moreno.
No.
You met her after. Yeah.
Maroon
from Leashire.
Yeah, so Maroon came and talked to me, so I feel better because I was alone as Raquel, so I know how she felt. Then I was just also waiting, and so they called me, and they called us like a few minutes, like 30 minutes, 45. We went to the next room where Michelle Obama was there. We're waiting also like other 20 minutes like in the line because all the people was waiting too.
And
we
saw Justin.
Oh yeah, Justin. We were trying to take some pictures but they took off.
I know. I was like, okay.
I was just going to ask the first time, when did you first meet Michelle? Was it there backstage or was it actually on the stage? Well, hold on. Let me, because we saw what had to be her cavalcade, because there was an escortment of police officers in this big black like Suburban. So we were like, that has to be Michelle Obama. Like, I'm just wondering, was she set? Yeah, she had her own room. Like, when did you first meet her?
So that room where Mark was talking about, where they took our phones, was where she was in. And in fact, even that room had its own room for her inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. Like even the famous people had to get in line in order to meet her. They were like, I think their phones were taken away as well because no one was taking pictures or on the phone. Yeah. Everyone, like, their bags were outside. Everyone's bags were outside. And everyone got in the line just to go see, get in that room to take a picture with her. Like, it was just like, weird.
It's security. It's just like, a matter of security.
It was a double, yeah. Like, triple security. It was like a process to process to process. Also, off topic, Mark, I didn't try the food. How was that?
Oh, what can I say?
Just be honest, it's alright.
I didn't like it, so I knew it. But it was good, you know? You're hungry.
Yeah.
I think I prefer the sandwich that they give us like, to the others, to the group.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was that bad? Because I didn't like the sandwich.
I think it was like sushi. Kind of sushi, but.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Or vegetables. Yeah.
I saw green pudding and I looked away.
But we saw you guys, you came out on Michelle Obama's story, and then they reposted on Retire and Better Make Room. So you guys actually got a good picture with her. And then the other three students that that were with you. So they picked 5 students nationwide, and 2 were from Vista. The other 3 students that were with you, did you get to meet them?
Yeah.
And do you remember where they were from?
No, but we can take some pictures. You have it?
When did you actually? So they said that they took your phones, a matter of security, to meet Michelle Obama. When did you get your phone back? Because you both have pictures with celebrities,
so
right? Yeah.
After we take the picture, we get out of that whole room, and they give us our phone, and they tell us to not take pictures to the celebrities because of their privacy.
Oops.
Oops. I know. So after they call us to be backstage,
no.
So we went back to the room to wait again, and then we went to the backstage, and we were just waiting. I was trying to take pictures back then because they were not looking at us.
You were trying to get Justin's picture.
Yeah.
It was like our main person, like forget John Legend. Justin, he's like the guy that plays the baby daddy from Jane the Virgin. Yeah, he was like really cool when I saw him. I was like, I kind of like fangirled when I saw him. I really did. I was like, what? And I was like, but he's the number one person I regret not taking a picture with.
So maybe can you tell everyone the people you did take pictures with? Please tell some great pictures of you guys.
Okay, I took a picture with War Machine guys. It's pretty late. It was really cool though. I was confused though because they were like, oh, you're gonna come out with a celebrity, and I was like, that's really cool. But I guess he was looking for me, apparently. He was like trying to find me, and I was like, and then he asked if I wanted to take a picture. I'm like, you want to take a picture with me? I was like, out of all people, what? And I was like, that's pretty cool. He was like, he was really nice, and his wife was a swimmer, so we got like a good conversation.
We take a picture also with Kiana and Elizabeth Benz. So before we went to the backstage. Then in backstage, they give us a paper. I know, it was in the room. They give us a paper so we can say to the people, like our plans for their after high school.
Mm.
And before that, they give us a partner, a celebrity.
Celebrity partner?
Yeah. And they were trying to relax us because we were kind of nervous like that moment, just looking at all that paper.
I mean, how could you not? We were like backstage where we hear everyone yelling. It was like Kid Choice Awards stuff. Where you're just like singing backstage and then Michelle Obama goes out and then people start yelling even more, so your like body trembles more. You're just like
yeah.
It's like that one feeling where you're like, you were like before when we were like backstage in the rooms, it was like calm. I was okay with it, everything was fine. But then when they took us outside backstage, we're like, we're literally outside and we're about to go in, it's like you hear everyone's yelling, and then you see cameras. It was like professional stuff. I was like, whoa. I was like, this is
10,000 people?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there? Yeah. We'll say that now.
Yeah.
That now it's over.
It's yeah. over, but I was yeah. like, whoa. I had to like close a lot of people out. I acted like there was a little bit of people. But it was crazy.
Could you see out in the crowd? Like, how much could you see?
Yeah, they took Mark and I to the side of like the backstage. And like, you guys want to see the people? And Mark and I were like, yeah. And here we go. We see, and they take us where the cameras are, and people are like fixing and like, audio and stuff. And we look to the side and we see people. Like, I mean, it was packed. And then I was trying to find one shirt, like to find like retire and stuff. And I'm like, all right, where is everyone? But there's so much people, we couldn't see you guys. It was all
well. What? Well, how much could you see? Like from the stage?
From the stage, I was able to see like.
Like, was it overwhelming, or could you only see back so far because of the lights?
It was overwhelming packed. Like, it was like a concert packed where you were just like, ah. It was crazy. It was like interesting, but it was like a good feeling too. You're like, okay, I got this.
So my partner was Sophia Bush.
Oh, yeah.
She was
Sophia
really
Bush.
Yeah. She was really nice with me, like giving confidence before I get it on the stage. And after that, I talked, and she just told me like, relax. You're gonna be fine. I was like, okay. I will try my best, right? And when she read my paper that I was going to be Marine, she was like proud of me because one of their families was like part of the Blue Shirt too. I don't know if that's Marine too. I'm I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And then, yeah, you did a great job. And then you stopped the stage, and they were going to take the microphone from you. And then Michelle Obama was like, no, 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 let him talk. What did Michelle Obama say to you in that moment? Do you remember? I saw her pat you and say, it's okay, keep going.
Yeah, I thought they were going to take the microphone, and I was going to do, but yeah, I feel like,
oh yeah, she gave me an opportunity.
So I take it, and I shout out to Mr. Calva and Mr. Chavez, also from the sergeant. And after, I went to backstage again. That's when I met, well, I talked to Laura Moreno, also with other celebrities. They were like, oh, kind of congratulations, Warren. I was like, oh, thank you. So when they talked to me, I saw the opportunity, and I take a lot of pictures with them. So the security can't say nothing to me.
I mean, you're lucky. You got a shout out. I was the first person to go up, so I was afraid to break out of my lines. I was like, do I break my lines or do I get in trouble? And I'm like, I wanted to give shout outs to everyone as well, but then I was like so scared. I was afraid to, like, I just looked in the screen where I said my lines. I'll just repeat that. And I was like, okay. But I was like, when I saw Mark give out a shout out, I was like, wait, Mark was not allowed to do that? And I was like, what? And I'm like, that's not fair. But that was really cool. You did great.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed. I think they could get mad.
No, yeah, let me give you a tip there. As soon as somebody gives you a live mic, they can't stop what you're doing.
Yeah, once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, look what Kanye did.
And, right. Yeah. But it was classy, at least. It was classy. It was. Yeah.
Like a little note, well, actually, something small that I think Mark was still up stage is when the girls and I were in the back. I don't know. I think you were taking a picture with one of the celebrities. Michelle Obama was security backstage. And she kind of like pushed him out of the way. And she was talking to me and the girl that was going to UCLA. I forgot her name. And she was just talking to us like a normal person.
No, what did she say to you?
She was just like, so how do you guys feel? And we're like, great. Were you with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, it felt weird, right? She just like got out of the way because of her security. She was just talking to us like a normal person. And I'm like, this is not normal.
But at the moment, she like, when she saw Obama, she started crying. Like, a happiness.
Yeah, she was like, the girl that's going to UCLA, she started crying. Well, I was like, this is not right. You're not supposed to talk to us. I'm like, you're too famous for us. I was like, but yeah, she was really cool. She was asking us about our plans, and she's like, I'm so proud of you guys. And I was like, thank you. Aww. Yeah, it was great to hear that from her. Also, she gives really warm hugs, like mom hugs.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask about this bag tonight. When I saw them hugging, we were all like, aww.
After that, we went also to the room again, and I was kind of lost again because Circo told me like we need to get back to the our group. So I was like, don't worry, they're gonna wait for us. So I was trying to take all the pictures with Laura. So I just said, hey, can I take a picture with you? Like,
yeah, and then she gave your friend a shout out.
Yeah. Oh, that was backstage. I mean, in the room, there was a professional camera. So I take a picture with her at that moment. Yeah.
Mark was having
fun
with his wife over there.
Well, I appreciate you giving her the shout out. And that made me teary-eyed. Actually, when you had done it, I didn't even know what was going on because I was in the audience and we were screaming so loud until I left. And one of our teachers, Mrs. Rafferty, was like, she gave you a shout out on stage. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I think it was just over here. And so then when I saw the video later, I was literally crying. So thank you. And maybe Yesenia and Mr. Reyes could share their experience in the audience when they saw you guys on stage.
I'll you first.
Well, I didn't actually get to meet the celebrities like Mark and Raquel, but it was crazy just seeing them up there. Like when they came out, there was only, I think, 5 students that were actually there, and 2 of those 5 were from Norda Vista. I think that was amazing. But they came out, and you could just hear, because I was surrounded by Norda Vista students, so you could just hear them go crazy. I personally, I'm friends with Rocky, so we were all just like, we know her, and we were just all shouting, and it was so much fun, and it was so cool because, like, I personally had not met someone who's actually been up and personal with Michelle Obama, and just to see her up there, I was like, oh my god, I'm so proud of her.
Yeah,
all our buses got separated when we got there because the organization, as I we talked about this before, the organization of how everybody got in was something to be desired. So we were all separated, all three buses. So we were all in different sections. So the bus that I was on, because we went in kind of all together because they followed me up to where I was because I was kind of the head chaperone on the bus that I was on. By the time we got in, we ended up on the second floor to the side, which was actually a really good view. It wasn't a straight-on view, but it was really good because we were a little bit closer than the section that Priscilla was in. We were just up a level. And we took up a good portion of that section. So we had that whole bus full of students, and then when you guys came on stage and they announced you were from Nord of Vista, the section went crazy. Everybody was just big cheering and yelling, and just it was kind of surreal to see, to get excited for, hey, those two kids from our school, not just one, there's two kids from our school. So everybody was really happy about that. And the whole thing, like you said, everybody was screaming. It got louder and louder as Michelle Obama was on there, and it was just really inspiring with what she was saying. And we had a couple of former students who were there too, graduates who are now in college that were there. They commented to me too. I needed to hear that. I needed to hear what she said. Is, you know, things get rough sometimes, and it's just like, nope, keep going, keep plugging away at what we're doing. Okay.
The whole day was just amazing, and it seemed like it was literally 2 seconds, but it wasn't. It just because it was like so much fun to be there. And I appreciate you guys being on stage, and like our whole school has worked so hard with everyone, the staff and the kids. So to see that dream come true was pretty surreal. I do have a question for you guys. So what was your favorite part of the signing day? Maybe you can share your main thing that you learned, that you heard from Michelle Obama or any of the celebrities, or even Yesenia. If there's something you remember you learned that stood out for you.
So sadly, because of like all the yelling, we weren't able to hear her wonderful speech. But I know she gave like a great speech because she has that, I don't know, she has like that feeling where when she like says a speech, it's very inspirational and it really touches your heart. But I remember the most is when we were backstage after like going out and she just came up and talked to us. It felt good when she was like, I'm really proud of you guys. And she was like, you guys could do it. You guys are like the future. You guys are going to accomplish so much. You and everyone else, your guys' school, everything. And it felt really good because I was like, it kind of hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, a few months I'm going to graduate, or a few weeks. And I'm like, what? And then like, she's like, the first lady's like, or the former first lady was like, you guys are going to be like the future. And it's true. I didn't think of it after she pointed it out. And I was like, it's true. We're going to be the future. We're going to be carrying on the rest.
My favorite part was when I met those people. They make a difference to me. Michelle Obama, Lyle Moreno, and Sophia Bush. Those three people make a difference in life because now I feel like I accomplished all my goals almost. Because my last goal right now is to become a Marine. So I met the first former lady and some celebrities. So I'm glad to meet those people.
Yeah.
Did you remember anything that stood out that you learned that day? Are you screaming too loud?
Well, I think for me, there was so much noise going on that it was just, we couldn't necessarily really hear, but when she started to actually speak, the theater, the stadium, it got really silent. Like, everyone was just paying attention. They were closely listening to what she was going to say. And I think what definitely stood out of her speech was her just saying, I mean, I know it's sort of cliche, but she was just telling us, like, to never give up, and that no matter what everybody else tells us, that we are the ones who can decide what we do, and we shouldn't listen to what they say. And I think to me, even though I've heard that statement like a million times, but just hearing it come from her, I was like, you know what, you're right. Like, I was just thinking in my mind that I should definitely listen to not only her, but everyone else has been telling me that, and that I can, you know, change my future. I can be the person who can accomplish anything I want to.
All right, so at the end of our podcast, we do the Sunshine Spotlight. Can you each give us at least one thing that made you happy?
Okay, so today, I was working. I'm a lifeguard now. No more bullying now, guys. There was this little kid, little kids just walking around, and she was just like, randomly, I was like lifeguarding, and she just sat next to me, and I'm looking at her, and she's just like, "You're so sweet," and I was like, "Hi," and she was just like, "I want to be a lifeguard like you," and that just touched my heart. I was like, "This little kid's so cute." So that was my like happy time.
A good thing that happened to me this way was, well, that I went to run. I think that's it. And I want to say something else that I didn't say before. But when you are with Michelle Obama, and you're like next to her, you feel like she's like a mother to you, because she give you confidence, like a lot of confidence, and you want to be like next to her like all the time. You don't want to be separate from her. And all those words that she said, like, inspire you to do something better in your life, like be the greatest person in the world.
That was amazing.
How can I top that? Well, I think for me this week, something that made me extremely happy was, well, recently I used to be a volunteer at Kaiser, and I started interning there. And so being in that sort of environment, I meet a lot of people and doctors, and it's, like I said at the beginning, it's been my dream to be a doctor myself. And so I was meeting with some of the people, and back in my middle school, I had the opportunity to be a part of something called the Hippocrates Circle. So basically they encourage younger kids. And so at one of my work days, I was there, and the leader, and you know, since middle school's been a while, the leader remembered me. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's crazy. And it just made me really happy, because I was like, maybe I can do this. Like, you know, I have connections, maybe it is possible. And it was just like this awe-inspiring moment.
Well, if you know me, you know I'm a huge, huge, huge Star Wars fan.
Yes.
So I've actually had the opportunity a few times this summer to go to Star Wars Land at Disneyland. But this last week, I actually went at night for the first time. And I watched the fireworks from there at night, which is, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see the way they have the land and the fireworks up above the spires that they have there. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Work-wise, I haven't thought about it. So we will in a few weeks start thinking about work, so stuff will be more related to that in a couple weeks. Yeah.
I was a little shaken up last night at 7.1 earthquake, and I'm from Texas. I'm not used to these things. Everyone else probably.
Yeah. Is, but, I didn't even feel any of them.
Yeah, it was your radio. You feel it. But what did make me happy was I went to Boston for the National School Counselor Conference. I've never been there, and I got to meet my friends, new friends from all over the country, and people that are passionate about school counseling and helping kids and just learning new things and bringing them back to our school. So that was awesome. I've never been there, and I loved Boston. It's so pretty. If you guys have never been there, you need to go. And I also got to tour Harvard University. One of my students just graduated there, so I got to see like where she got to live the last 4 years. So I'm really proud of her. Her name's Sophia. She just graduated. All right, so that's the end of our podcast. Thank you guys so much. If you could all just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Thank you for hearing this podcast. And
you make it so nice.
Enjoy your day.
We do.
Have a good day. Thanks.
This is so much.
Bye.
Thank you for taking time to hear this podcast, and hope to hear someone else up in this podcast soon as well. And thank you, Kim Strahalva, Mr. Reyes, for talking to us today.
Yeah, if you guys made it this far, I hope that something we said has touched you, or maybe you learned something from us, or that it inspired you to maybe also follow your dreams. I'd like to thank you guys for having me here, Mr. Reyes, Mr. Halva. It was great seeing you guys again, and I hope you guys have a nice rest of your summer.
Thank you.
We have a simple motto, and we just said it, and we'll say it again. Once a brave. Simple as that. However, class of 2019, you're also unique in your own ways. Here are just a couple facts that make your class unique and very accomplished. 90% of you submitted your financial aid applications. Very good, very good. With the help, thank you, counseling department. 90% of you have applied to continue your education or training, be that in the military, university, community college, trade school, or apprenticeship program. Thank you. Good job, guys. Thank you, counseling department. Five seniors nationwide got to be on stage with Michelle Obama on signing day, and two of them were from Norda Vista. Nationwide.
Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.